Good morning and welcome to the Australian Early Finance Briefing for Friday, the 10th of July. My name's Nick Hurley. Firstly, today we're going to cover China. Obviously, it's our largest trading partner here in Australia, but also it's had an amazing stock market rally in the last week. It's had the strongest five-day performance in more than 5 years and one of the strongest on record. Now, typically, in recent years, China's underperformed other EM markets. China's economic growth has been very strong relative to other EM, but the stock market's underperformed relative to other EM. That's sort of been adjusted for this week. Now, the thing is, what's causing this? There's some commentators saying that it's a bubble, there's too much margin lending, too much credit, and it's just fueling a huge bubble in the equity markets. So there's some concern that this equity supposed bubble is being caused by excessive lending, excessive credit, margin lending, similar to how it formed back in 2007 when there was a huge rally there then. Back then, there was a lot of shadow bank lending. So, not the large banks, they're not regulated banks. And there was a lot of concern back then that this huge amount of lending would cause instability in a similar financial crisis to what the US and other sort of Western markets endured only a couple of years after this bubble. This time around, the Chinese government's been much more conscious of sort of shadow lending and the trouble that can cause. Bloomberg says, the People's Bank of China has spent the last few years in an explicit attempt to avert the risk of a bubble forming and now appears to have shadow banking under control. So the shadow lending is significantly smaller this time around, but at the same time, the Bank of China has allowed the market to unleash a 20% increase in liquidity through the traditional banks and through the broader bond and equity markets. So there's limited evidence to really doubt the legitimacy of this equity rally, and it could be, we've seen very strong PMIs in the high 50s recently, that maybe this rally is justified, and there's a good chance that China may be able to cause yet another economic cycle in a global context, and particularly for Australia. So who knows what we'll see, but it's not looking quite as bad as it could be. Moving to California now, Tesla. Elon Musk has come out saying that they are very close to developing a fully autonomous vehicle and could work out the basics of this technology as soon as this year, he said in a video play during their World AI conference in Shanghai. Musk reiterated that the electrical vehicle maker has solved most of the essential challenges towards achieving this level of autonomy. So it's basically the level where no human is needed behind the wheel at all. So this is quite transformational for, global transport in general. It will have a significant impact if he is, he says almost, and with some of this AI, it's a little bit at the end that really matters the most. So who knows what will happen, but assuming he's his word, then we could see a very different automobile market going forward. People won't need cars. They'll be able to use autonomous Ubers. There'd be no business case in having a heavy machine sitting in someone's car park or driveway that's only used 10% of the day. So there's a huge transformation going ahead there if this does actually happen. Raw materials, there's so many supply chain changes may impact as a result of this. Okay, moving on to Afterpay, another amazing day. It was up 11% yesterday. This is on the back of more broker upgrades. Morgan Stanley has increased their price target increase it by $65. They expect the stock to hit $101. It closed today at 73.50. So still a long way to go for Morgan Stanley's prediction. Their justification was the company's demonstrating better than expected credit quality control while accelerating sales growth and diversifying away from the fashion category. In the Morgan Stanley bull case, which captures an Australian success story, they see the price hitting 240 to 80. Before this, their target price was $36. And just a reminder to listeners, at the end of March, Afterpay was at $8.30 or thereabouts. So interesting times there and ahead for Afterpay. Moving to the markets now, a fairly flat day on Wall Street, 12 minutes after opening. There is some positive job figures. Applications for unemployment benefits declined last week by more than projected. So less concerns there that there may be a renewed downturn in the labour market. So they fell by 99,000. Otherwise, gold sort of hit that record high, or just under the record high from 2014, and has backed off a little bit, but is still very close to busting through that level. And that is your early finance briefing for Friday. Have a great day.
This podcast is for investment professionals only and should not be relied upon by private investors. The podcast is provided for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The values of investments can go up or down, so you may get back less than you initially invest.